If you're a conservative in Tennessee who cares about keeping our state red, you've come to the right place. It's Brandon Lewis here with the 10 Con Big 7. And I'm coming to you a little bit late on a Friday afternoon, so it is my sincere hope that you are slacking off at work and watching this live broadcast and knowing more about what goes on in Tennessee state politics than 99.9% of people that go to the polls. What are we going to talk about? Senate passes a bill requiring immigration status check before you can vote. Governor Lee signs a new law mandating that law enforcement must report illegal aliens to the feds. Will it make a difference? We're going to discuss a Tennessee bill that could put violent illegal aliens behind bars, but it stalled in the House. Imagine that. Tennessee GOP removes 14 Republicans from the state ballot. Legislation that closes loopholes for repeat offenders awaits governor's signature. Tennessee House passes bill to help remove squatters. So if you've got a squatter in your house right now, or if you think that you're going to be squatting, or if you're a squatter yourself, this could be good or bad news. A new law signed into law removes vaccine requirements for foster and adoptive families. It's about time that happened. And I may tell you what's going on this weekend. It's Brandon Lewis with the 10 Con Big 7. I had a great time this week going to see Moms for Liberty in Williamson County. It is the flagship chapter of that organization in Tennessee, and it was good to be with those ladies. Again, the week before, I was with the Republican women. I think I'm seeing a trend here. We need more men to get out there and be as engaged as the women, because that's what I see a lot of in Tennessee politics. Guys, do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that subscribe button, or you can text the word news to 423-205-5600, and do follow us on Gab, Getter, Truth, MeWe, and Rumble, and closed circuit transmission to anyone running for elected office in the state of Tennessee. I would like you to go to ConservativeCandidatesAcademy.com, ConservativeCandidatesAcademy.com, and take the definitive course that will help you win on election night. Let's get into the story, shall we? First story. Senate passes bill requiring immigration status check for voters in Tennessee. This thing was killed by rhinos before, so it's amazing that this thing is making it through, although it ain't law yet. Tennessee state senators voted to pass legislation that will require election coordinators to compare statewide voter registration databases with the Department of Safety database to ensure there are no illegal aliens registered to vote. Senate Bill 0137 was brought by Senator Joey Hensley, with the companion bill 0835 in the House, sponsored by Representative Brian Ritchie. Both of these are conservatives. As you go to the polls, pull the lever for Hensley and Ritchie. Hensley explained that existing law allows election coordinators to compare the two databases, so this legislation would just make that a requirement. The legislation passed along party lines and now awaits the governor's signature, which means Democrats want illegal aliens voting in elections. I wonder why. Next story. Governor signs a new Tennessee law mandating law enforcement reporting of illegal aliens. This sounds good, right? They did something. That's the whole goal of the legislature, to do something every time they get together. But if your house is being broken into by a robber, and if you report that break-in to the robber, does that keep your house from being broken into? I doubt it. So reporting illegal aliens to the feds, when the feds are the ones transporting and paying to transport the illegal aliens into Tennessee, I just wonder if it's going to do any good, or if it is what everything else has been that Governor Lee has done about illegal immigration in his entire career politically, and that is to do nothing about it except for symbolic things like sending a handful of people down to the border, standing for photo ops, things of that nature. He is the one that put the illegal immigration center into Chattanooga, Tennessee, where kids were molested and lost. And despite being a real champion for corporate welfare and giving millions and billions to woke NFL kneeling teams, woke Ford Motor Company for their Green New Deal that they're now pulling completely out of. Now, that's his legacy, and shutting everything down during COVID. But when it comes to illegal aliens, he's done virtually nothing. And I bet you can expect more. At least the man is consistent. Governor Bill Lee has signed legislation that will require law enforcement agencies in Tennessee to report legal immigrants to in custody to the federal government. The new measure, sponsored by Senator Brent Taylor and Representative Rusty Grills, is simply to change the law that's already on the books in an attempt to bring consistency to the policy. Law enforcement agencies were already authorized to communicate with federal immigration authorities, which some were, but others were not. This new law will mandate that communication and will go into effect July 1st. We'll see if it makes a difference. If I had 10 grand to bet, I'd say it won't. Next story. Guys, our friend Steve is moving into a new home at heartlandjournal.com. That is heartlandjournal.com. Be sure to follow him and his Tennessee podcast. Steve recently interviewed Art Laffer of Laffer Curve fame about the history of California Prop 13. I'd like to watch that. And Tennessee Secretary of State Trey Hargett about voter integrity, voter confidence, voter turnout, along with education, freedom, and liberty. So be sure to follow Steve in his new home, heartlandjournal.com. Heartlandjournal.com. Steve's doing a good job bringing news and views to you that the mainstream media that's corporately funded in Tennessee will not. I don't know. I don't keep up with the details, right? But it was funny. I got a text, closed circuit transmission. Y'all probably think I'm a plant or something from Justin Canoe at the Tennessee Holler. Because Republicans hate him, but they hate me worse. because I'm talking to voters, and I am a Republican, and I am a conservative, whereas Justin is talking to Democrats primarily, and talking about how bad the Republicans are, but he thinks they're bad for different reasons. So they're interviewing this guy, and I think it's Justin Jones, talking about basically the fact that Cameron Sexton and Randy McNally do everything behind closed doors. They won't let alternative media outlets in. It's only the corporately funded folks. And so one of the corporate media reporters was there talking to him. And then somebody says, well, you're getting a new gig. Well, I'm leaving here. Where are you going to work? I'm going to work for Bill Lee. And so, you know, you get corporate government, you got corporate media, and then you wonder why you can't get the truth out of any of your media sources or your own Republican Party, and it's because it's all the same. It's all corporately funded, except for a handful of true blue conservatives that we have up there who know if they stand for principle and the people in their district that they will be relegated to political obscurity, but because they have confidence, they stick in there. So I think it is great to support people like Steve that are doing more independent journalists work on the conservative side, just like me, because the rest of it's just a bunch of corporate drivel. It's the government echo chamber, but I repeat myself. Next story, Tennessee bill that could put violent illegal aliens behind bars for life passes Senate, taken off notice in House subcommittee. Guys, can't do anything about illegal immigration. Can't do it. Even something like this that really won't make much of a difference. Can't even do this. Legislation that would put illegal aliens convicted of violent crimes behind the bar passed the Senate floor on Thursday, 27-4, after being taken off notice in the House of Representatives, as introduced Senate Bill 2770, House Bill 1872, sponsored by the Iron Lady of the Tennessee Senate, Senator Janice Bowling, and Representative Monty Fritz, would allow Tennessee courts to enhance criminal penalties up to life in prison without parole for the following: illegal aliens convicted of violent crimes, illegal aliens convicted of possession of a firearm or a deadly weapon, and any person convicted of a violent crime on the property of a public, private, K-12 school, technical school, University of Tennessee. On Wednesday this week, the House Finance Ways and Means Subcommittee took the bill still behind the budget off notice for the legislative session, including HB 1872. So Senator Bowling is hoping that the House will simply adopt the Senate version, which they can do, and I hope they do. It'd be nice to see something this is a good bill, right? Meaning that we should, once the violent act, once the deadly act has already been done, we need to lock them up for life. But we need the Republican Party to actually turn off the magnets. What are the magnets in Tennessee? We've got taxpayer-funded education. It costs Tennesseans right now almost $600 million a year to educate illegal aliens every year, and guess what that number's doing this year? It's going up and up and up, okay? Second thing we need to do is turn off employment. We need compulsory E-Verify. If you're going to work in Tennessee, if you're going to try to take away jobs from blue-collar Tennessee workers, then you ought to have to pass some kind of illegal immigrant background check. you should have to do that to see if you've got a legal alien status. We need to cut off the welfare benefits, and then we need to find and put out of business these awful companies that are mass transporting illegal aliens into Tennessee, which the Republicans voted this year to allow them to continue to transport. That's your Republican Party. Next story, Tennessee GOP removes 14 Republicans from the state ballot for U.S. House and Senate races. After Tennessee's Republican Party officials removed several candidates from the August primary ballot after questions were raised about whether or not they were bona fide party members, leaving several seats unopposed. Removed from the ballot was Caleb Stack, who was signed up to run against U.S. Representative Mark Green, George Flynn, who is opposing U.S. Representative David Kustoff. Those removals leave Green and Kustoff running unopposed. Joe Doctora, running against U.S. Representative Scott Desjardins, was removed, along with Representative Chuck Fleischman, Tim Burchett, Diana Harshberger, and John Rose, already moving through the primaries. These removals put the total at six for Tennessee's Republican congressional members without any competition in the primary candidates. Bona fide status is only verified after somebody challenges the candidate. However, the GOP SEC members can speak in support of someone being bona fide, leading to a vote by party officials, which can lead to the candidate being allowed to remain on the ballot. What that means is this: they're going to put you through the ringer. You have to vote in all, like, three or four Republican primary voters votes, and they want you to give some money to the party and show that you've been active and check all those boxes. But if you're a rhino and you want to run for office, the rhinos that are in the SEC, and we've got rhinos that run the Republican Party. Scott Golden's a rhino. He's a rhino through and through. He has to be. I mean, he never speaks out about the platform. He's always just there to cheerlead for the politicians. And to me, you can support the party platform, which is what we all believe as conservatives, or you can just support the politicians, and you can rubber stamp everything they do. That's what Scott Golden does. And so this little end run means that if you voted for a Democrat in the past, if you gave to a Democrat in the past, if you really were too lazy to vote in the primaries, they get a couple of people together in a closed room deal and say, I think he's a pretty good conservative. And it typically, the reason that they get those people on the ballot is when a real conservative is actually running and they want to get a rhino in there. So they go find somebody that's, you know, half-baked, and they stick them in there because that's what they value. They value climbers and people that are bootlickers and folks that will not actually stand up for their district, but just go along with the corporate status quo. That needs to change, and it ain't going to change until we get new leadership. We need a different chairman other than Scott Golden. He's terrible. He's awful. We need to replace probably about 30 or 40% of the SEC. We've got a growing conservative contingency in the SEC and the Tennessee Republican Party, but boy, it is small. It is small. Scott Golden sucks. That's the summary of this. You know, I coach businesses for a living, and what I always tell our owners is there's never really a business problem. They're almost all owner problems. And if the owner has problems, then the whole business has problems. And so when you have Scott Golden at the top and he has problems, meaning he's not really a conservative, then guess what? The whole organization, it just seeps through from the top, right? It's just the same thing. You go out and there's a bunch of kids and they're raising hell at a restaurant and they're disrespectful to their parents. If you went home, guess what? Their parents act like kids. Like, it comes down from the top. And that's why we got all this stuff. Guys, listen. We are consistently and constantly on the lips of Republican leadership in their caucus meetings. I know, I hear about it every time they get together. The old Tennessee conservative is actually telling people how we vote. Gosh, we sure do hate that. You know what you should hate is your crappy voting record, but instead they hate us. We're the only people shining a bright white light on what they're doing up in Nashville and telling you the truth. We're the only one that is not corporately funded in the state of Tennessee. We're the only conservative news alternative. So if you want us to stay around, conservative Christians have to get off the couch, but more importantly, you got to get off your wallet. Go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that support button. I don't take a penny out of this. I work for free, so you can help us. We pay the reporters. We pay for a little bit of advertising and a handful of operational expenses. We hit above our weight, but we can't do it without you. So come join us on that thin red line of patriots that actually keep up and know what's going on. And if you want to stay in the know, you got to keep us in business. TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. Or you can mail your checks to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee 37377. That's P.O. Box 625, Chattanooga, Tennessee, not Chattanooga, Tennessee, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. I think the zip code's the most important part. If you give over $50 or a recurring donation of 10 or more, we will send you a Proud Tennessee Conservative tumbler. And in that tumbler, you can put any liquid and it will turn it into grade A liquid gold, and you can refine it into whatever you want to. It has magical properties. We'll also send you a koozie. And if you give any amount, we send you a couple of bumper stickers, my heartfelt thanks, and a directory of your legislators on the Republican side up in Nashville. And we hope that that puppy changes a lot between now and next year's session. We got to vote them rhinos out. Do your research. Guys, next story, legislation that closes loophole for repeat offenders awaits Governor Lee's signature. A bill that closes a loophole in Tennessee law regarding criminal offenses by repeat offenders who are deemed incompetent to stand trial has been sent to Governor Lee's desk for a signature. Named Jillian's Law, it will require criminal defendants deemed incompetent to stand trial to be committed to an appropriate treatment facility. Additionally, the legislation would require those same individuals to be entered into a national instant criminal background check system, which places holds on the names of those that are prohibited from purchasing and owning fireworks. Or firearms. The bill was named after Belmont University student Jillian Ludwig, who was fatally shot in the head by Shaquille Taylor, who fired a gun from a public housing unit. Instead of hitting the car for which the shot was intended, he instead hit Ludwig as she walked nearby. This was not Taylor's first violent incident. He had been criminally charged a number of times dating back to 2010, and his crimes included robbery, theft of a vehicle, possession of a handgun, and several other aggravated assault charges. So, let's hope that we can get Mo of these people behind bars. All right, we're getting close to the end here. Tennessee House passes a bill to improve processing of removal of squatters. Squatters. They got lots of squatters out there in California. Squatters and thieves and hobos and bums. Now, we're at Chattanooga, Tennessee, and a lot of these Nashville and Knoxville, like we've got these liberal mayors, and they're slowly trying to California our Tennessee and turn them into urban hellscapes. It's real nice. Tim Kelly, I always say that Tim Kelly's changing the scenic city into the trashy city. Or come welcome, Tim Kelly's Hobo Junction. Your quality of life means nothing. So it's good to see that something about quality of life is being addressed here. House Bill 1259, sponsored by Representative Tim Rudd, allows for homeowners to request assistance from law enforcement officials for the immediate removal of individuals who are illegally occupying a residential property. Closed circuit transmission to Tim Rudd, you should change it to commercial too. Sidewalks, if you're squatting, laying, sleeping, peeing, pooping, littering, loitering, all the stuff that we already have ordinances against that for whatever reason, blue law enforcement folks that want to see their cities deteriorate into violent, crime-ridden hellholes that they won't seem to enforce, throw that in there, Tim. Previously, Tennessee homeowners were required to go through the court system to evict an individual. The new process authorizes the sheriff's department in the county where the property is located to notify the illegal occupant in the house. Bill passed the house unanimously, 92-0. I can't believe we found something that Democrats and Republicans can agree on. We don't like squatters. I thought they'd get right behind that, the Democrats, but amazingly not. Last story. Newly signed law removes vaccine requirements for foster and adoptive families in Tennessee. Foster and adoptive parents in Tennessee will no longer be subject to vaccination requirements after Governor Lee signed legislation on Thursday removing those stipulations. Current law states that children 18 months or younger cannot be placed in homes with unvaccinated family members, like terrible people like me, awful people like me that would just, you know, would just abuse a child. If you were to try to help bring somebody into your home when the kid doesn't have a home, this is long overdue, should have never been in place to begin with. The measure sponsored by Beau Watson and Representative Ron Gant will expand the pool of eligible families who are able to adopt and foster in Tennessee, also protecting religious exemption requests. But there is an unsung hero in this, and that is my friend Gail Green. Gail Green is simply an active mom, a citizen lobbyist, who went through this awful ordeal and their adoption / fostering of children and decided, I'm going to go up there and lobby. I'm going to go lobby and lobby and lobby and lobby for this to be changed. And it was. So congratulations to Gail Green, and thank you for having the courage to go up there and do what so few people do, and that is interact with your local government. That's the last story I got, guys. What's going on this weekend? For those of you who are new to the 10 Con Big 7, every episode closes with me telling you what I'm doing this weekend, which people apparently like, and I don't know how I started doing this, but I did. So what's going on this weekend? Well, I'll tell you why I started doing this. I started doing this because I feel like I get to get things off my chest and talk to you. I feel like I'm talking to a friend when I do this. Sometimes it's a hassle, like today. I'm busy. I'm getting this done late. Poor old Jason Vaughn's going to get it out late. I'm sorry, Jason. But nonetheless, I feel like I know you, and if you know somebody and you're friends with somebody, you kind of talk about what you're doing, right? That's just part of the conversational mechanism. So what are we going to do this weekend? Well, today was Grandparents Day at SMCS, and my wife and my oldest were having a great time with Kiki and Pawpaw and Bibby, which is the great-grandmother of our oldest, and they are all here in the house hanging out, and I'm about to go join them. So we're going to have a family affair. We're going to hang out here at the house. I got another family friend that's going to come over and say hey, one of my camping buddies that also camps with my father-in-law, Craig, married into a wonderful family and very blessed in that regard. And tomorrow morning, bright and early, we're going to get up and hopefully be there by 7 a.m. We're going to leave here at 7 a.m. We're going to be hiking the Cumberland Trail, which I'm excited about. And then I think there is a civics and culture event at Calvary Chapel I'm going to try to make it to this Sunday. And then we will probably be at church Saturday evening, I assume. And then I want to putter around the garage and try to clean it up a little bit more on Sunday, maybe do some chores around the house. And if it's sunny, I just walk around outside in my tank top and flip-flops. You know, I think that's a good day for me. I've turned into a homebody. Don't know how that happened, but I turned into a homebody. Guys, listen, the elections are coming up. You got a handful of jobs. Number one, educate yourself. If you feel like you're lost and you don't know who to vote for, 9 times out of 10, the incumbents don't need to be voted for in Tennessee. The Republicans, they don't. We got a handful of conservatives. You know, don't vote against the conservatives. Help the conservatives. But we got a lot of challengers, particularly in the Senate this year. And we need to get behind those people. And I'm going to be issuing a who Brandon would vote for guide. It's my personal opinion on who I would vote for. And we're also going to be putting out the 2024 Rhino Report right in time for the primaries, baby. So you can get your hot little hands on that, share it in all your conservative groups, tell all your neighbors and friends about it. So when these people lie to you on the campaign trail and then go up and vote with the Democrats up in Nashville, like so many of them do, you'll know the truth. And they can't whitewash it, and they can't bamboozle you. You got the data. So you got to inform yourself, and then you need to find a candidate and give them some money. Mail them the biggest check. Mail them the biggest check you can. If it doesn't hurt a little bit, you probably haven't given enough. One reason that conservative candidates can't make it is because Christian conservatives don't give to their campaigns. And that's why when conservative Christians do win and they go up to Nashville, they end up getting on PAC welfare because the corporations fill the vacuum that the conservative Christians should be filling and when it comes to campaign contributions. And I'll finally say this. Heidi Campbell, I don't know if that's her name. I can't remember her name. Heidi Campbell, Heidi something, up in the legislature, who's a Democrat, recently posted that she hated Christians who believed that there should be nations. She called them Christian nationalists. I think nations are a good thing. I think Christianity is a good thing. I think nation states are ordained by God. As I read the scripture, it started in the Tower of Babel and it seems like it just continued on. It was God's design. So Heidi, like so many Democrats and frankly a lot of Republicans, think that the enemy of our republic are Christian nationalists. And I would submit to you that the entire Judeo-Christian nationalist framework of our Constitution, that's where it came from. So what better thing to do than to attack Christians and attack people that believe we should have a separate, distinct nation with a secure border and be governed by the rule of law? People like Heidi. It's amazing. If you put, if Heidi had written an article that says Jewish globalists are the downfall of the United States. And here's the 15 reasons you should hate and worry about Jewish globalists. Would that go over very well? I don't think so. But Heidi, like so many, has discovered that since racism has fallen out of fashion, who can we pick on that the mainstream media and culture won't make us aggravated about? And that's primarily white people, Christians, and folks that want to live under the rule of law. That's the new opponent. That's the new thing to tackle. So when racism falls out of fashion, just do some new form of racism that's got a different name. And that's what the left attracts, guys. It is. They say one thing, they do another, much like our Republicans. Guys, we're living in evil times, but the Lord calls us to simply take action, right? He did it all through the Bible, both the New and the Old Testament. Go into culture. Speak to culture. The church needs to do it. The pastors need to do it. And you and I need to do it. And it's not always comfortable, and it's not always easy, but it's rewarding now and, according to what I've read, forever. So, guys, I appreciate you being in this fight. Do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit the subscribe button, hit the support button, and I'll see you next week in the TenCon Big 7. It's Brandon Lewis signing off. See you guys.